The he's so terribly put upon excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend is fairly rich. Not Donald Trump, but he has family money, and he's a successful businessman on his own. He feels that for all his adult life, women have looked at him like a meal ticket. As soon as they've been dating for a couple of months, he says he feels the marriage vibes start happening. I'm not like that. I work. I support myself. I never take money from him. I just love him. I'm 35 and we've been dating for 3 years now, living together for two. We never talk about it. Ever. From what I've gathered about his history, he seems to always break up with women soon after they start asking him about marriage. But he must know I'm different. I know having money must be weird, so I'm trying to be understanding. Can the fear of being taken advantage of really be that strong? Or should we start suspecting he might not be that into me? Signed, Arlene.
Dear, you're so money and you don't even know it. Wow. So now having too much money is being used as an excuse not to get married. What will you crazy kids think up next? Again, at the risk of repeating myself, you are allowed to have aspirations for your future and to know whether the relationship you are in is going to take you closer to those aspirations or be the demise of them. No amount of money in the world can buy that away from you. If you're afraid to even broach the topic of marriage for fear that he's going to break up with you, then this dude not only has all the money, but all the power as well. And, well, that just pisses me off, personally, because no one should be that lucky. Don't be intimidated by his big heaps of cash or his big heaps of baggage from past relationships. Find out if Mr. Moneybags is really into you for the long haul, and don't take any of his poor little rich boy excuses. Greg. I personally think that if you have to sit and figure out what's the best way to bring up the idea of marriage to someone who you have been intimate with for a substantial amount of time, it's not good news. Most guys, or let's say the guys I want you to be dating, will make sure, as soon as reasonably possible, that you know they mean business. So if he's not, get to his mixed feelings and conflict as fast as you can. Then, as soon as you're ready, go find someone that is spending time worrying about how you're feeling.
The is this really an excuse dilemma.
Dear Greg, I'm 33 and have been living with a guy for 2 years. We are in love, he's great to me, and we get along perfectly. He has no problems committing to me, he just doesn't want to get married. He married young and got divorced young. He says he doesn't want to ruin a good thing. It seems insane of me to break up with him because he doesn't want to get married. We are sharing a life together and are very happy. He's even open to having kids. He just doesn't want to get married. In this case, I don't think he's just not that into me. I think he's just not that into marriage. Signed, Lindsay.
Dear common law lady. Okay, this may be controversial, but I'm going to say it. No matter how traumatic a divorce was, and I know they can be traumatic in epic proportions, the person you plan on spending your life and having children with should love you enough to get over it if getting married is important to you. Only you can decide if marriage is a deal-breaker for you. I can't tell you if it's worth breaking up with him if you're happy and have a nice life together. That's for you to decide. I have never been divorced, I'll give you that. But I'd marry my wife in every time zone if that's what she wanted. In my very conventional opinion, I believe 1 foot in is the same as 1 foot out. Greg. Marriage is a tradition that has been somewhat imposed upon us, and therefore has a lot of critics. Be that as it may, if someone is as against marriage as you are for it, please make sure there aren't other things going on besides he's just not that into the institution.
The age-old, I'm just not ready excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been dating a guy since I was 23. I'm 28 now. We started talking about marriage 2 years ago, and he said he wasn't ready. So we moved in together to help him get ready. We talked about it recently, and he said that he still wasn't ready. He reminded me that we're young and we still have a lot of time and there's no need to rush. In a way, he's right. I'm only 28, and people get married much later these days. And sometimes it takes longer for guys to grow up than girls. So I want to be understanding, but I'm just not sure how long I'm supposed to wait. Does he need more time, or is he just not that into marrying me? Signed, Danielle.
deer waiting at the altar. He's right. Why rush? It's only been 5 years. He's gonna know you so much better after 10. And you have all the time in the world, right? You know, in case after 10 years he decides he's still not ready. I hate to tell you this, but here's why he feels rushed. He's still not sure you're the one. Yep, my lovely. I know it's hard to hear, but better to hear it now than 10 years from now. So you can stay with him and continue to audition for the part of his lucky wife, or you can go find someone who doesn't need a decade or two to realize that you're the best thing that ever happened to him. XOXO, Greg. I'm not ready. This is the most often used excuse in the world, but it always seems to do the trick. Women love waiting around for men to be ready. You women must enjoy it because you do it so much of the time, which is ironic to me since you're the ones with the biological clocks that are supposedly ticking. Listen, we all know that couple who's been dating for 5 years, 8 years, and still hasn't gotten married. We know it never works out well for that couple. So how about you stop waiting and start looking for that guy who can't wait to love you?
The he just needs a better role model excuse.
Dear Greg, you're so dumb. My boyfriend, you know, the music video director, he says he doesn't believe in marriage. But I know it's because of his freaking crazy mother. She's insane, Greg, and his parents totally psycho marriage. I'm so ignoring him because I know he's going to figure out soon enough that I'm not his mother and he will someday ask me to marry him. Besides, I'm not ready for marriage right now anyway. Signed, Nikki.
Dear Nikki, it's a shame you're not ready to marry Mr. Music Video Spielberg because you guys seem to have all the building blocks of a great, long-lasting relationship. But seriously, I love guys that tell their women unequivocally that they don't believe in marriage. I mean, it's not like they're giving anyone a hint or anything. Listen, Nikki, this guy isn't walking down the aisle anytime soon unless he's picking up an MTV Music Video Award. But feel free to keep reminding him that you're not his mother. In fact, make sure you nag him about it repeatedly, over and over again. He'll really love that. Greg. It's a really big deal for a good guy to finally meet the woman he wants to spend the rest of his life with. Chances are, if he truly knows it, he's not going to immediately tell her that the idea of legally spending the rest of their lives together is repugnant to him. I'm just saying.
It's so simple.
What's the big, nasty, awful shame, ladies? It's okay to want to get married. And it's okay to ask someone if they see themselves being married or if they see themselves being married to you. Let me remind you, there are many, many men out there who want to be and are getting married. That's why there's so many florists, priests, and taffeta makers. P.S. Don't spend your time on and give your heart to any guy who makes you wonder about anything related to his feelings for you.
Here's why this one is hard. By Liz.
A lot of people think marriage is bullshit. A lot of women, men, philosophers, anthropologists, psychologists, feminists, and scientists all think, for different reasons, that marriage is a deeply flawed, outdated institution built for failure. Toss a quarter anywhere and it will hit someone who'll be happy to tell you something bad about marriage. So there's all that. But is that what we're really talking about here? I don't think so. I think that sometimes men want you to think that's what the debate is about. But let's be clear. The question at hand is only this. Is he making lame, transparent excuses about marriage to cover for the fact that he really doesn't ever see a future with you? That's the hard question. And women are smart. If they really got quiet and stopped listening to the excuses or believing in what they wanted to be true and what they hope he's really saying and just got all centered about it, I think women would always know. They'll always know the difference between a man who truly has issues with marriage but is deeply committed to the relationship and them and a guy who's just being a weenie. But this is what's hard about this one. It's very easy to feel stupid about wanting to get married, particularly when you're with someone who doesn't. I mean, you two are so happy together. Why rock the boat? It's just like you're married, so what's the big deal? What do you care about what your family thinks? Are they living with you? Just because all your friends are getting married, does that mean you have to? Geez, it sounds like you don't care who you marry, you just want to be married. These are really good points. And let's face it, Marriage hasn't gotten a lot of good press in the past 4 decades. And some women, frankly, really don't care who they marry and just want to be married. But again, that's not what we're talking about. Before you enter into the socio-political anthropological debate about marriage as an antiquated financial contract, blah, 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 ask yourself some very serious questions. Questions that only you can answer in your most sane, clear-headed of moments. Do you feel truly loved? Do you feel he is deeply committed to you? Do you feel he has any doubts about wanting to build a life with you? If the answer to these questions are yes, yes, no, then let the debating begin, because he might have a point. But if you feel that he's always holding something back, or that you're spending a lot of energy trying to change yourself into something you think will make him happier, then divorce yourself from him and move on. Don't let him make you feel stupid about wanting to feel loved.
This is What It Should Look Like by Liz.
I have a lady friend whose boyfriend had just moved across country to live with her, and we were all out having drinks. We got on the subject of marriage, and he went on a huge diatribe of how he didn't believe in marriage. He grew up in an environment where there was crazy pressure to get married, and all he saw were unhappy, unhealthy marriages. My friend was surprised by this strong reaction and fairly upset about it. She wasn't an intensely marriage-minded gal, but she always thought it was going to be an option. She gave it a good deal of thought and realized that what she really wanted was just to be with this man who had just moved his entire life to be with her. So she got used to the idea that she would never be married. A year later, he proposed because he realized he was in love with her and knew it was something that was important to her.
Greg, I Get It by Sandy, age 33.
I was dating this guy for a year and a half. We'd had a few conversations about marriage. One day I realized that all the conversations we'd had about marriage were started by me. Sure, he always replied. You are my soulmate. I'm so passionate about you. I love you more than I've ever loved anyone, blah, blah, blah. When I'd ask him flat out, do you want to marry me? He'd say, yeah, I would like to. Then it dawned on me. I had never heard the words, I want to marry you, come out of his mouth. Literally, the day I had this revelation, I dumped him. Needless to say, I'm so much happier now dating guys who in the first week say, wow, I can't believe you're not married. You're great.
If you don't believe Greg.
100% of the guys polled told us they would have no problem marrying a woman who they were positive was the love of their life. One man answered, what kind of knucklehead has a problem marrying the love of his life?
What you should have learned in this chapter.
Doesn't want to get married and doesn't want to get married to me are very different things. Be sure about which category he falls under.
If you have different views about marriage, what else are you not on the same page about? Time to take inventory.
If you don't feel like you're rushing, why are you waiting?
Nikki's crazy.
There is a guy out there who wants to marry you.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
Think about how long it took you to start thinking that you might want to marry the guy you're dating. Consider how long it took you to know for sure.
Does this seem like a reasonably appropriate amount of time? Then tell yourself that he has no good excuse for not having figured that out by now, too.
Chapter 8. He's just not that into you if he's breaking up with you. I don't want to go out with you means just that.
Everyone wants to be loved and needed, particularly by the person that just broke up with us. I understand. What could be better than hearing from the man who just told you he didn't want you in his life anymore? His sad, wistful, I miss you so much voice on the end of the phone. It's validating. It's exciting. It's irresistible. But resist you must. If he's not calling you to tell you that he hired a U-Haul to come pick up all of your stuff and move it back into his house, then consider yourself a nice downy little pillow cushioning him from feelings of loneliness and loss that he's not fully ready to deal with.
the "but he misses me" excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend and I had been dating for 2 years, living together for one. We started fighting and having all sorts of problems. He broke up with me 3 weeks ago and I moved out. Of course, I'm devastated. The thing is, he calls me all the time. He wants to chat. He asks about my friends and he wants to know how my family is. He likes to keep up with the little details of my life just as if we were going out. My friends all say I should stop talking to him, but I think he misses me and I like that. I miss him. I feel if I stay in touch with him, it will remind him of how great I am, and eventually he will realize that we should be together again. What do you think? Signed, Brenda.
Dear Misty Watercolored Memories, so glad he likes to keep up with the way you were. Who doesn't need another phone pal, especially since you have a new phone and new apartment? Put him on hold and listen to me, Missy. A man who wants to make a relationship work will move mountains to keep the woman he loves. If he's not calling you to tell you he loves you and wants you back, it should only be because he's showing up at your new residence to do it in person. If he's not trying to romance your socks off with dates, flowers, and poetry, it should only be because he's too engrossed with his couple's counseling workbooks and is prioritizing getting back on the right track. If he's not doing any of that, he may love you, he may miss you, but ultimately, he's just not that into you. Stop taking his calls and let him really know what it's like to live without you. Greg. Don't be flattered that he misses you. He should miss you. You're deeply missable. However, he's still the same person who broke up with you. Remember, the only reason he can miss you is because he's choosing, every day, not to be with you.
The "but it really takes the pressure off us" excuse.
Dear Greg, I was seeing a guy for about a month. He broke up with me, saying he didn't feel like it could be something serious. I understood and took it well. He wanted to know if we could still hang out as friends. I said sure. Now we get together and go out and then come back to his place and have sex, just like we did before. But now we're broken up. He's really, really cute and I love having sex with him. I also think he must like me if he can't stop being around me. And I think it's kind of cool. All the pressure's off and we're having a great time together. I've decided that I think it's fine and I'm not going to call his attention to the fact that we're actually dating. Except for the fact that we broke up. Signed, Cheryl Lynn.
Dear, breaking up is easy to do. My God, this guy is brilliant. He goes out with you, dates you, breaks up with you, then continues to sleep with you, which basically absolves him of all responsibility towards your feelings. After all, you're not going out anymore. It's genius. It's diabolical. He should be writing a book, not us. In fact, I bet this guy could get his own little cult going if he wanted to. And let me guess, you'd be happy to sign up for that as well. For the record, this guy doesn't like you so much that he can't stop being around you, because here's what guys don't do if they can't live without you. They don't break up with you. This guy is so seriously not into you that it's crazy. The only way you're going to figure out how into you are is how fast you get rid of him. Greg. It's very tempting when you really want to be with someone to settle for much, much less. Even a vague, pathetic facsimile of less. Ladies, please keep your eye on the prize. Remember always what you set out to get, and please don't settle for less. If you can't do it for you, do it for everyone else. These guys are able to exist because there are a lot of women out there who will allow them to.
The "but everyone is doing it" excuse.
Dear Greg, yes, breakup sex. It's been hot, emotional, amazing. I'm tortured and I love him and I can't stop myself. I thought that you were allowed breakup sex, but now I'm in over my head. Help. Signed, Eileen.
Dear, if you know better, then why are you still at his apartment? Hey, girl, put down the penis and put your clothes back on and go directly to your best friend's house. Do not find an excuse to stay. Do not think that because of all the crazy hotness of it all, it now means that you're meant to be together. Yes, Breakup sex does seem like a good idea because, hey, it's nice to have sex with someone you know. And it's nice to have sex with someone you have all these dramatic feelings about. It makes it all, well, dramatic. But now you know. It confuses everything and makes you feel like crap because, face it, you're a woman. And women can't separate sex and emotions. How many times will you make me have to say that? I sound like such a jerk. So now you don't ever have to make that mistake again, got it? He's not into you. He's into the very bad idea that masquerades as a good idea, breakup sex. Over and out, Greg. Don't underestimate the power of sex, even with someone you've been doing it with for a long time. Especially with someone you've been doing it with for a very long time. Breaking up means not seeing them again, which also implies not seeing them naked again. It may be tempting to forget this pearl of wisdom, but just remember, it's still called breakup sex. No one has yet to rename it, "Oh my God, the sex was so good we got back together again and lived happily ever after" sex.
The "but then he wants to get back together" excuse.
Dear Greg, I have a boyfriend who keeps breaking up with me. He also keeps calling me and begging me to get back together with him, each time telling me that he misses me so much and has made a terrible mistake. He's done this 3 times now, every 6 months. I hate it, but I keep taking him back because I love him. I keep telling myself that he must be really into me if he keeps coming back. Right? Signed, Christina.
Dear Yo-Yo Champion, funny how you notice how many times your dude comes crawling back to you while I notice how many times he's told you that he doesn't ever want to see you again. For both of us, the number is 3. But I'll put my money down that the breakup count isn't over yet. Because sadly, this is what this guy is doing during your relationship recess. He's sniffing around for something better, and when he doesn't find it, he gets lonely and comes home. It's not that he's so into you, it's that he's so not into being alone. Don't give him the chance to break up with you the 4th time. God, even the idea of it sounds beneath you, doesn't it? Reset your breakup maximum to 1 and move on. Greg. Deciding to get back together with someone is a complicated and difficult decision. Just remember that the person you are getting back together with is the same person who not long before looked you in your beautiful face, took full stock of you and all of your qualities, and told you that he was no longer in need of your company. If aliens haven't recently abducted your beloved and switched his brain for the brain of a guy who's really into you, please consider the option that the bum maybe just got a little bit lonely.
The "but I'm so damn nice" excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend and I broke up a week ago. He broke up with me. He's going out of town to see his mother, who's having an operation, and I volunteered to take care of his 2 cats, who I love. He accepted. I think he was really impressed and touched that I'm handling it so well. My friends think I'm a wimp, but I think they're being small. We'd been together for 3 years. It's not like I'm suddenly not going to care about him or his cats, who are adorable. Signed, Dana.
Dear cat lady, don't even try it. I'm on to you. If he hasn't figured out how after 3 years that you're the woman that will make his life heaven right here on Earth, then a couple of tins of cat food aren't going to do the trick. So how about when he returns from helping his mother with her operation, you surgically remove him from your life? Hand over his house keys and the number of a pet boarding place that has the nicest ad in the Yellow Pages. Doing anything above and beyond those measures won't reinstate you as his girlfriend. It will make you his maid. XOXO, Greg. Don't confuse being classy with being a doormat. Classy is walking away with your head held high graciously and with dignity. Being a doormat is offering to drive him to the dentist for his root canal.
The "I do not accept his breakup" excuse.
Dear Greg. Okay. So my music video boyfriend dumped me because he's an asshole. But now I have some of his stuff in my apartment, and I'm not going to give it back because I know he's going to change his mind, and I keep calling him and calling him to try to get him to change his mind, which I know he will, because I know he really does love me, and he doesn't mean this, but all he wants is his stupid Palm Pilot back. A guy doesn't say all the nice things he said to me and take me to all the cool parties he took me to and introduce me to all his cool friends and then just suddenly change his mind. People don't just totally like someone one day and then wake up and not want to be with them the next. I'm so completely devastated because I really loved him. You might not believe me, Greg, but I really did love him and I loved being with him, and now I can't even get out of bed because I've been crying so much. He's just in a bad mood and I'm not going to believe him. Signed, Nikki.
Dear Nikki, I'm sorry you got dumped. Can't say I didn't see it coming, but now is not the time to gloat. What you need to do immediately is turn down the psychotic. Calling him incessantly and holding his stuff for ransom is really no way to win a man back. In fact, that's the best way to elicit the "what did I ever see in that psycho bitch" response. Whatever happened to that super confident, strong-willed woman? Has she been reduced to a groveling lunatic? No, she hasn't, so cut it out, Nikki. Sometimes people change their minds. Sometimes they meet someone else. Sometimes they get sober. He was drinking excessively. And sometimes he was just a jerk who you are lucky to be rid of. Not that I'm judging. It doesn't matter, because you cannot change his mind. Oh, Nikki, please behave, because what will really haunt you later is not losing the excessive drinker who didn't ever want to get married and was too busy and self-important for you, but how you behaved during the breakup. I swear. With love, Greg. One simple rule, ladies. Always be classy, never be crazy. Okay. Actually, it's two simple rules, but trust me, you will never be sad if you followed them. If for no other reason, it will ensure that you never have that awful memory of cutting his clothes in half or dumping his dog on the side of the road.
It's so simple.
A guy says he doesn't want to be with you. Sometimes that guy realizes he's made the biggest mistake of his life. And then sometimes he doesn't. Either way, your only job is to move on with your life and fast. He can always try and chase you down as you're running down the block. If he does, just remember it will sound like this. Let's get back together. Let's get into counseling. Let's try again. I miss you. I made a mistake. I want to be with you. Here's what it won't sound like. Will you walk my dog? Just calling to check in. You want to see that movie? Will you go to Cousin George's wedding with me?
Here's Why This One Is Hard, by Liz.
Oh, I don't know. How about loving someone and being with them and knowing their family and friends and every inch of their body and seeing them naked every day and never having felt this way before and feeling like your whole life has changed for the better and compiling hours and days and weeks of happy memories and thinking you'll spend the rest of your life together and then finding out that, in fact, he doesn't even want to see you tomorrow. And so is it so wrong to wait around looking for a glimmer, a ray, a sign of hope from him that perhaps he has second thoughts about it? That perhaps he has come to his senses and realized you were the best thing that ever happened to him? That no one will ever be as good to him as you were? That he won't find anyone who he can connect with on such a deep and profound level and who understands him as much as you do? Is that so wrong? Is it so wrong to continue to talk to him, see him, bake him cookies, buy him presents, burn him CDs, feed his fish, talk to his parents, call up his friends, break into his voicemail? Just kidding. But seriously, is it so wrong to handle a breakup in a classy, mature, loving manner where you keep in contact and talk and remain friendly and perhaps go to the movies on occasion? And would it be so terrible if perhaps the byproduct of that classy, mature behavior is that he comes to his senses and realizes you were the best thing that ever happened to him? Would that be so terrible? I don't think so. I think it's a smart, scrappy plan that shows a fine combination of wile and maturity. I can't believe that in the history of mankind and breakups, it has never, ever worked. What is wrong with these men? Fine. Breakups, I've heard, are supposed to be just that. Breaks. Hard, clean breaks. No talking, no seeing, no touching. Keep your hands to yourself. The relationship is over. Half the people I know move after a huge breakup, and frankly, that makes perfect sense to me. Again, for the most part, we kind of know this. You're not supposed to sleep with a guy who just broke your heart a week ago. Fine. But what are we supposed to do instead? How are we going to fill our time if we're not trying to win him back, while we keep trying to convince our friends that we're really not? Huh? Fine. Next time I'm in this situation, I'll cry. Stay in bed and wail. Go to the gym if I can. Call all my friends and burden them with my misery. Sleep too much. Cry some more. See my therapist more often. Get a puppy. Do whatever I have to so eventually I can move on. Fine. Have it your way, Greg. I still think my way could work.
This is What It Should Look Like by Liz.
I know a couple who dated for many years and then broke up. They had a lot of mutual friends, and everyone took it very hard. 5 years later, they got back together again and are now happily married. During the time apart, there were no dates or phone calls or being chums. They didn't torture, confuse, or hurt each other in the process. They moved on with their lives, grew up separately, and only then realized, much later, that they could be together again.
Greg, I Get It, by Callie, age 26.
Recently, I told my ex-boyfriend that I had started dating someone. We had been broken up for 6 months. Now I can't get rid of him. He calls me, reminds me I have to pick up mail, asks me to go to the movies. I'm not going to lie. I love the attention. But guess what? I now understand that none of it is real. He's not asking to get back together with me. He's just jealous. His behavior might have at one time in my life given me hope, but now it just makes me laugh. Men are so obvious.
If you don't believe Greg...
100% of men polled said that when they broke up with someone, it always meant that they didn't want to go out with them anymore. One guy even asked, "How can you have great breakup sex if you don't break up?" Don't go out with this guy.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
You can't talk your way out of a breakup. It's not up for discussion. A breakup is a definitive action, not a democratic one.
Breakup sex still means you're broken up.
Cut him off. Let him miss you.
He doesn't need to be reminded that you're great.
He can take care of his cat.
Classy doesn't break into his answering machine.
There's a guy out there who's going to be really happy that you didn't get back together with your crappy ex-boyfriend.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
Oh my God, it's so weird. We found this note on the floor when we were writing this book. It's from your future boyfriend. Isn't that a weird coincidence?
Hey, hot stuff. Can't wait till you get over that guy you were with. He sounds like a real jerk. Hope it's soon. You're way too tasty to be alone for too long. Come find me. I'm out here waiting. Your future.
Chapter 9. He's just not that into you if he's disappeared on you. Sometimes you have to get closure all by yourself.
He's gone. Poof! Vanished into thin air. Well, there's no mixed message here. He's made it clear that he's so not into you that he couldn't even bother to leave you a post-it. This time you may not be so quick to make excuses for his behavior. It's so painful. It's impossible not to be hurt or angry. But, because of that, you may be tempted to make some excuses for yourself. You have good reason to want to spend a lot of energy solving the mystery of the disappearing man. But all those excuses, however valid they are, will not help you in the long run. Because the only part of that story that's important to remember is that he didn't want to be with you anymore. And he didn't have the guts to tell you that to your face. Case closed.
The maybe he's dead excuse.
Dear Greg, I had a brief fling with a really cute French guy. It was really fun, but it also felt like maybe it could be more than that. He went back to France and we started emailing each other. It was really sweet and romantic. All of a sudden, after one of my emails, he stopped writing. It's been 2 weeks. Greg, maybe something happened to him. Maybe he didn't get my last email. Maybe I wrote something that upset him. I hate thinking that I will never, ever hear from him again. That's so harsh. Can I write him again just to make one more attempt to connect with him? Signed, Nora.
Dear Freedom Fry, yes, you can email him if you want to give him the opportunity to reject you one more time. Could he have been run over by a palm frit truck and is in the hospital and that's why he disappeared? Yes. But I have to say, the law of averages says that it's more likely that he met someone or realized that the long-distance thing wasn't for him. Or that you simply may not be the American girl of his dreams. If you want to write him and ask him again to close the door in your face for the one in a million chance that his phone died and his email crashed and he lost all your contact information, be my guest. Just don't say I didn't warn you. XOXO, Greg. There's nothing worse than having no answer, in business, friendships, and especially romantic relationships. But the bad news is, no answer is your answer. He may not have written you a goodbye note, but his silence is a deafening, see you later. The only reason to ever write him again is to give him the chance to say it louder with words. And don't you remember? You're far too busy and popular for that.
The, but can't I at least yell at him? Excuse?
Dear Greg, I was dating a guy seriously for 3 months when he suddenly disappeared. I didn't hear from him for days. I was worried, so I called his best friend and he told me that my boyfriend got back together with his old girlfriend and moved in with her. I get that he's just not that into me, but don't I have the right to find out how he could do that to me? Don't I have the right to not let him get away with it? Signed, Renee.
Dear Just Walk Away Renee, sure, but guess what? He knows you're going to be pissed. He's a colossal asshole, not an idiot. He played the whole thing out in his head. That's why he disappeared. What he doesn't know is how quickly you can get over him and his bad behavior. You'll show him that by never talking to him or his friends ever again. P.S. And he's not getting away with anything. Everywhere he goes, he is still an asshole. Greg. In the short term, it might feel good to call someone and yell at them. But in the long run, you will have wished that you had not given him that much credit for ruining your life. Or even your day. Let someone else expend that kind of energy on him. It may feel like you're letting him get away with something, but trust me, nothing you say is going to be news to him. And you've got much better things to do with your time.
The, but I just want an answer, excuse.
Dear Greg, I went on a trip with my boyfriend of 6 months to California. We had a great time. When we got home, he went to visit his family in Boston. When I called him to check in, his mother told me that he had gone to visit his friend in Florida. I never heard from him again. It's devastating. I believe the only way I can honor my feelings and the relationship is to talk to him and find out what happened. What's wrong with that? Signed, Liza.
Dear, you picked a lemon. Do you deserve to know what happened? Yes. But fortunately for you, I can tell you what happened. You were dating the worst person in the world. What could he possibly say that will make a big, happy light bulb go on over your head and make you exclaim, "Oh! That's why my boyfriend left me without a word and went to Florida and vanished into thin air." Nothing he could possibly say will be satisfying to you. But what will be satisfying to you is if you don't spend another moment of your energy on him. You picked a lemon. Throw it away. Lemonade is overrated. P.S. If I ever go to Florida, I'll kick his ass. Greg. Sometimes a person's behavior is so abhorrent that it leaves little doubt as to what to do. The big mistake you made was choosing that person to begin with. The quickest way to rectify that mistake is by learning from that, moving on, and choosing much more wisely in the future. And quick, before any more of your precious time is wasted.
It's so simple.
The reason it's so painful when someone disappears is you have to face the fact that the person you loved had probably left you a long time before he grabbed his coat and scrammed. The hard part is realizing that he was lying to you in some way before the moment of vanishing. Don't ask yourself what you did wrong or how you could have done it differently. Don't waste your valuable heart and mind trying to figure out why he did what he did or thinking back on all the things he said and wondering what was the truth and what was a lie. The only thing you need to know is the really good news. He's gone. Hallelujah. See you in the funny papers, Yellow Belly.
Here's Why This One Is Hard, by Liz.
Oh, for Pete's sake. This one is impossible. He disappeared. He just stopped calling you or writing you or seeing you out of the blue. You were in what you considered some sort of relationship. You felt that whatever you had together warranted even the tiniest explanation if one of you decided to call it quits. But instead, there's silence. No explanation. No goodbye. Just a vanishing. There's nothing worse in dating terms, nothing worse than that sick feeling you get in the pit of your stomach when it looks like the guy you are seeing or getting to know has decided to bail on you instead of talking to you about it. Nothing worse. So first you feel hurt, but then you feel helpless, completely and totally helpless. He just disappeared, making you feel like you had absolutely no value or meaning to him whatsoever. And you might be shocked, too. He might not have ever behaved this way before. So now, you're also unbelievably disappointed. Really? Now I have to not like him? Now I have to think he's a jerk? That's what this relationship added up to? There's got to be some kind of reasonable explanation. So then you start giving this great guy a big heap of your time and energy, making up excuses for why he's disappeared. He's busy. He's busy. And maybe he's busy, still hoping that he will come to his senses and at least drop you an email. You then start going through everything you said, did, or wrote that might have driven him away. What was the thing you said that was so inappropriate or needy that he had no other recourse than to head for the hills? You blame yourself for some perceived strategic misstep. Oh, if only I had played it better, he would still be mine. Or simply, you're worried that he's dead on the street somewhere. Why else would he just disappear like that? So then, you want to call him and say something, or write him. You're either angry or hurt, or still holding out hope that he's in a coma at a hospital somewhere. But however you feel, you definitely think it is your right to either yell at him or find out what happened. What's worse than not knowing? Nothing. Except maybe not getting to tell him off. Greg would say that the best revenge in this situation is not anger, but emotional distance, as quickly as possible. Greg would say that we have the answer. He didn't want to stick around and wasn't man enough to tell us to our face. Isn't that answer enough? That's when I would say to Greg, no, actually, it's not. That answer's definitely not good enough. I want to know why. And then Greg would say, really? Are you sure? Do you really need him to detail every last reason why he didn't feel like seeing you ever again? I hate Greg. Breakups are horrible. But to me, what's truly devastating is to feel like you weren't even worth a breakup. Again, it's natural to want to do something about that. Greg just wants that something to be about moving on as opposed to looking back. Not having closure is one of the most difficult things for me and many people to live with. So I know why it might be impossible not to call the CAD. But I guess Greg would lecture you again, he's such a know-it-all, and say that before you make that phone call or write that email, you should at least play it out in your head. Will it really make you feel better? Do you think it will really change the way he feels about what he did or you? Is it the only thing you can think of that will help you move on? If it is, then I say to hell with Greg. Give the guy a call. But I guess the hope is, for me at least, that when a guy no longer wants to communicate with me and doesn't have the manners or courage to tell me that to my face, he's given me all the information I need. It's the toughest one of all to put into practice, but I definitely like the kind of girl who could do it. Good luck to us all.
This is What It Should Look Like, by Greg.
I regretfully admit to having disappeared on a woman in my previous life as a single guy. A year later, I saw this woman on the street standing in front of a cafe. She looked stunning and was holding hands with a very handsome dude. I realized that I was, of course, 10 million miles out of her head and probably had been 2 minutes after I stopped calling her. Her life looked way more dignified than my behavior.
Greg, I get it. by Liz, age 41.
Okay, Greg. I won't email the French guy. I promise.
If you don't believe Greg...
100% of men polled who had disappeared on a woman said that at the time they were completely aware of what a horrible thing they were doing, and no woman calling them up and talking to them would have changed that.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
He might be lying in the hospital with amnesia, but more likely, he's just not that into you.
No answer is your answer.
Don't give him the chance to reject you again.
Let his mother yell at him. You're too busy.
There's no mystery. He's gone and he wasn't good enough for you.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
We'd have an exercise if we really thought this guy was worth the time, but he's not. So take the afternoon off and go out and have a good time. Love your friends that he's just not that into you, Greg.
And Liz. Okay, if that's not good enough. It's the oldest trick in the book, but it's the only thing we're willing to grant you. Write the guy a really, really long letter, asking him every question you need to. Say everything you want to say. Call him all the names you feel like. Say something mean about his mother. And then, you guessed it, just rip it up. That's the most time we'll let you spend on this loser.
Chapter 10. He's just not that into you if he's married, and other insane variations of being unavailable. If you're not able to love freely, it's not really love.
This is going to be controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. No matter how powerful and real your feelings may be for someone, if that person cannot fully and honestly return them and therefore actively love you back, these feelings mean nothing. Sure, they may feel powerful, deep, mythic in scope and proportion. You may never have ever felt this way before. But who cares? If the person you love, and I'm making air quotes with my fingers, cannot freely spend his days thinking about you and being with you, it's not real love.
The, but his wife is such a bitch, excuse.
Dear Greg, I'm dating my married boss. We've kept it on the down low so no one will find out about it. I really, really love him and he loves me. I know it's wrong to date a married man, but his wife is so awful to him. She calls him names and tells him that he's stupid. They never have sex. He tells me that I'm the only thing keeping him going. How can I leave him when he's going through such a hard time and I love him so much? Signed, Blair.
Hey, down low. Really, we're having this conversation. I'm really going to have to explain to you why you shouldn't be dating a married man. Well, okay. Here's the lowdown on your boss. He's married and having an affair, which indicates to me so many things. First, he's okay with being dishonest. Nice. Second, he's fine with cheating on his wife. Super. Third, he has no regard for his marriage. What a gem. Fourth, and most specifically to you, he has no real regard for you, because what you're getting from him is scraps, stolen time, cloaked in shame. Just what you always dreamed of as a girl, right? And, because this is a workplace affair, who do you think will be asked to leave when the romance goes sour or becomes water cooler fodder that threatens his job and, slash, or marriage? You. And whose reputation as a serious business person will be compromised? Did you guess you? Good girl. Regardless of how much his marriage sucks or how awful his wife is to him, it obviously isn't that bad or he would get out of it. A good relationship should not be lived in secrecy. Go find yourself one worth living out loud. Regards, Greg. I know things seem a lot easier when your affair is with a man whose wife is an evil, shrieking, insulting hag. No matter what their relationship or circumstances are, you are still helping a man cheat on his wife. Let's agree that you're better than that.
The, But he's a really good person, excuse.
Dear Greg, I never thought I'd be in this situation. I know you're not supposed to date married men, but here I am. I met him at a conference out of town, but ended up seeing him for work reasons in the city I live in. We fell in love, and one thing led to another. We see each other whenever he's in town, which is often. It would be easy to think all the bad things I should think about this situation, except for the fact that he's a kind, good man. He has never done anything like this before, and he never says anything bad about his wife. We are deeply in love. I'm 36 years old, and I have never in my life felt anything this powerful before. He says the same thing, too. He talks about leaving his wife, but he has two young children, and this would be devastating to them. He is tortured by it all. I feel awful, and yet I also believe I deserve to feel this kind of love. And if it feels so huge, it must be real and meant to be. This isn't the typical dating a married guy story, Greg. This is me, and it feels completely different. Signed, Belinda.
Dear other woman. Hey, smart girl. Good for you to know you deserve to feel a powerful and profound love. I just think you should have it with someone who's actually yours. There's plenty of guys out there. Why not get one of your own? Sure, okay, sometimes people fall out of love, marry the wrong person, are overcome with passion, or make bad choices, all of which can result in an affair. Here's how you and Ring Finger Fred can handle the situation now. Stop seeing each other. Let him figure out his life. If he ends up staying with his wife, then you would have been that girl who was having the affair with the guy who was never planning on leaving his wife. If he does leave his wife, then you can start a life with him, not based in shame. Sincerely, Greg. This is no joke, and I'm not even going to try and be glib, even if I was a little in the last letter. You want love, and you want to be loved, and you think you've finally found it. But he's married. Please try not to ignore that fact. He's married to someone else. I know you're different, and it's different, but the fact is, he's still married. If there's only one red flag you are unable to ignore in your entire life, please make it this one. There's simply too much at stake for everyone involved.
The "I should just wait it out" excuse.
Dear Greg, I started going out with a guy who is really fun and sweet and a breath of fresh air. He calls when he says he's going to, drives sort of far from where he lives to take me out, and we have been having a really nice time together. The only problem is, he's going through a really ugly custody battle, and he can't stop talking about it, really. Even when I beg him not to, he can't stop talking about his wife and how much he hates her, what a liar she is, and how he's going to take her down. I understand this is a difficult time for him, and I don't want to blow this just because it happens to be bad timing. Should I just try to be supportive and listen to him vent about it all? Signed, Pam.
Dear Midnight at the Oasis. Wow. So he's fun and sweet and a breath of fresh air. But he can't stop spewing bile and talking about his ex-wife. Sounds like a catch. Ladies, I mean it. I'm very sorry that it's so hard to find a decent guy these days that you'll let any punctual male with the ability to dial the phone and drive a car get away with anything. It's a sad state of affairs, and I'm not sure what can be done about it. As for you, it sounds like there's no chance of him being that into you anytime soon, if only because there's simply no room for it.